My precious family, the Lord indeed has given us more time. He is holding back the worst of the world events because of the hearts that are turning to him around the whole world. Several years ago, hearts were hard and cold and the chance of revival before the rapture was slim. But because of our repentance and prayers and changes in behavior, God has relented and given us more time. How much time, I do not know. I just know that he is delaying things. Jesus began, "So many have lost hope. It is time to bring heaven forward to their minds so they may know that truly there is a wonderful future ahead for them. I want them to know about the millennial reign and how wonderful the work will be during that 1,000 years. Justice will prevail on this earth. Love and kindness will flow from the hearts of all. And everyone will be given the opportunity to learn and create. The time is coming when your dreams will come true, because in justice and fairness, I will provide everything to you. And to answer your doubts, when I said 1,000-year reign, that is precisely what I meant. It was not a loose statement of a long time. It was a precise measurement of 1,000 years. Everything you have ever wanted to do on this earth will be given to you in heaven. The Lord also wanted to stress heaven to you, and that's the true beginning of your life. Did you want to play an instrument or sing? You will be given the voice you long for, the ability to play even the most complicated instruments. Art will come naturally to you. Athletic gifts will come naturally to you. You will be given the skill to paint whatever your heart sees. Every animal that has been on earth will be in heaven, no longer afraid or fearsome, but gentle and loving. You will swim in silky warm water and never need to come up for air. You will fly without wings, naturally, spontaneously, just as you desire to. You will surf the waves of heaven and ski the mountainside. Nothing will be impossible to you except evil. There is no evil in heaven, no sadness, depression, or tears, no pain, for you will have a perfect body, young and vibrant with life. All your questions will be answered. The libraries of heaven are even better than DVDs. Everything is illustrated and given sound. And you may even find yourself witnesses present to events of long ago, from exploring the atom to understanding DNA strands and why I created the earth this way. All secrets will be given to your understanding. But I do want to say that this is not an occasion for anyone to fall into despair and commit suicide, because the results of suicide is remorse that is so painful you cannot even imagine it. And there's no guarantee that you will go to heaven. We must wait for that time when the Lord ordains the time of our passing from this earth. We must wait for that. Now the Lord brought this up. He said, Claire, there's a very great need for comfort and hope right now. People are beginning to wake up to what is about to happen, and they're scared. Tell them from me, they need not be afraid. If they belong to me, I am covering them. And if I choose to take them, it will be unlike anything they could have imagined. So sweet will be those last moments. So very sweet. Have I not said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints? Look forward to a blessed experience, my people. Many, many times I remove souls from their bodies when they're being tortured to death. Other times I intercept the pain and they feel nothing because my love takes it away. Those of you who have not given your lives to me should be afraid. There are terrible things planned for all men, women, and children. Hopefully the rapture will save them, but even if it doesn't, I will be there for them if they turn their hearts to me 100%. Even if saying you are sorry and repenting for your sins is the last thing you do. Giving your life to me is the very last thing you do. Still, I will reward you in your passing. I want to encourage you all to come and dance with me. On earth, you may feel worn and ugly. Let me say that again. But to me, your love has transformed you into my queen, and you are lovely to behold. So please have no qualms about encountering me. You will immediately be clothed in the finest silks and satins, accented with fragrant flowers. That toe that is crooked will be straight and dainty. That excess weight around your middle will not exist, and your hair will be full and shiny. Therefore, have no qualms about your aged earthly appearance. I want to encourage you to have very special dwelling prayer. I like Julie True and Terry McAlmon, but anything that is a love song or waltz will do nicely. Even classical music is good, since many of the artists had a deep devotion to me. I animated their hearts and even the fingers of the musicians, just as I do to you, my love. You will get visions of us dancing and see what we are wearing. Journal these times and describe the clothing, for it has its own special significance for you. Sometimes we will dance on a cloud. Sometimes we will dance on streets of gold or in a palace ballroom. Remember the place I took you to, and it will become automatic and familiar, which will facilitate you coming more faithfully to me when the music is playing. I will dress you modestly, mostly in royal garments, because after all, you are true royalty. Please do not brush these instructions off. I am quite serious. You don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, do you? Then please take these instructions to heart and use your sanctified imagination to connect with me. If you see me reaching out to you, quickly accept it as truth and stand. Let this first vision be an anchor for you. Once the anchor is set, I can fill in the rest of the experience, as well as the garments you are wearing. If you're feeling guilty for anything, ask forgiveness of me and receive it. I may even speak with you about it. Please do not write off my voice. May I say, 9/10 of your problem is unbelief, plain and simple. So as you are listening to this message, receive it as the words from my very own mouth. Resist the temptation to think to yourself, "Oh, I'll never hear or see God." That is a lie. You hear and see me a great deal, but because of your unbelief, you don't recognize the times of your visitations. Please do not do this to me. This is a new season with new anointings, which I want you to embrace and use as if they have always been there. You will need this discipline as you minister to others. You need to know deep down inside, you are my bride. No more rejection because of Satan's lies telling you that you're not good enough. No more. I died for you, and at what a price. There is nothing in this universe that is worth more than one drop of my blood. Except you. You are worth it to me. Please put a stop to his narrative that is designed to steal from you your heritage and the true reality of who you are to me. My dear ones, I am doing something new in this hour. Embrace it. Embrace me. And let us move forward into a heavenly reality to balance the darkness of this earthly experience. Soon enough, you will be with me. But I do want you to ponder my gift of heaven to you. I am accompanying this message with fresh graces to truly have faith and believe.